So the final vote is 7 in favor, 2 opposed. The motion passes.
The commissioners approved a plan to allow a matching small donor program for statewide office holders, saying they believe it will be workable and effective. Commissioner Jay Jacobs, who was appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and who is also head of the state's Democratic Party, served as the commission's de facto chair.
And certainly look back at it and see this as a tremendous starting point.
But the system approved converges in some significant ways from New York City's long-running and largely successful system. Donation thresholds will be higher. Candidates for the governor's office can receive contributions of up to $18,000, but only donations of $250 or less will qualify for matching funds at a rate of $6 for every $1 contributed. Candidates for statewide office can receive donations eligible for matching funds from all over the state. But candidates for state Senate and Assembly will only be allowed to receive public matching funds from donors who live in their district. The earliest the program can take effect, say the commissioners, is more than 6 years from now in 2026. That's 2 years after the next governor's race is held in 2024. Audience members, many of them from government reform groups, loudly voiced their disagreement with the proposal, saying it's designed to help incumbents. The loudest protest came when the commissioners voted to make it harder for minor parties to qualify for the ballot. Instead of 50,000 votes in the race for governor, held every 4 years, parties other than the Democratic and Republican parties will have to requalify every 2 years, and they'll have to receive either 2% of the total vote count or 130,000 to 140,000 votes, whichever is lower. Protesters accused Jacobs of working for boss Cuomo and commissioners of acting like Donald Trump. Jacobs says legitimate parties won't have a problem meeting the new threshold.
What people have to realize is that we are not looking to target any particular party. My assessment is that any credible party, and of which I know we can all agree on which are the credible parties, are going to make these thresholds.
And Jacob says he's worried that with the taxpayers funding the matching system, too many parties could cost too much money.
We have to watch the public fisc, and that's why I think this is important.
Members of the left-leaning Working Families Party, who've been feuding with Cuomo, say the governor is just trying to get rid of them, something Cuomo denies. The commission members reversed their votes 3 times within the 4-hour meeting, including on another proposal to make it more difficult for minor parties to win a spot on the ballot. That proposal would increase the current requirement of 15,000 signatures for nominating petitions by 3 times that amount to 45,000 signatures. It was initially voted down.
The motion fails.
But after a 20-minute break, commissioners returned and held a second vote, with the opposite result.
The motion passes. Thank you.
Commissioner John Nona, an appointee of Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, says the proposal needed to be reconsidered because, without its approval, he feared that the entire campaign finance package might fail in the final vote.
In the break, it became my view from discussions I've had that this whole package for campaign finance may fall apart if we did not go with the original recommendations.
The commissioner's work is being challenged in court by the Working Families Party, the state's Conservative Party, and Republicans in the Senate and the Assembly. The commission's final report is due by Sunday, December 1st. If the legislature does not act to change it, the recommendations become law by the end of this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.